Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Talks with T. I'm your host, T. And tonight we're going to be talking about what are some things that you received yesterday for Valentine's Day. So here in the United States, we celebrate a day called Valentine's Day. And basically, that day is supposed to be a day of love, a day of love, a day of showing your love, a day of appreciation for love, all that good stuff. And a lot of times you'll see at the store, you'll see boxes of chocolate, you'll see flowers, a whole bunch of cards, all kinds of things. And so, you know, not everybody has a Valentine, but if you did have a Valentine and they did something extra special for you yesterday, which was Valentine's Day, I want to hear about it. I want to hear about some of the things that these guys did yesterday, because I was looking on Facebook and a lot of my Facebook friends had some awesome things done. Some of them had a night out at the hotel. Some of them had you know, big bouquets of flowers. Some of them had big balloons, big giant cards I saw. I saw some nice jewelry, Pandora bracelets, charms, things like that. So I was like, wow, somebody. I mean, it didn't seem like people were doing all this stuff before there was Facebook. Or were they, but we just didn't know about it. That's where the confusion comes in a little bit, because I'm like, man, I don't remember seeing people go all out like this for Valentine's Day. I don't remember it. Or was it because the internet now makes things so just out there that everybody can see what you're doing, see where you're at, see what kind of gifts you got? And so people just so freely post these things on the internet so that everybody can see. So that's why I'm like, I want to know, what things did you get for Valentine's Day? So the number to call in is 646-787-8263. And tonight, that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about what you get for Valentine's Day. How did your significant other treat you for Valentine's Day, and how was it especially compared to last year's Valentine's Day? Because sometimes, you know, they could have just did a little something for last year, and then you saw, well, so-and-so got Pandora bracelet, and so-and-so got this and that, and man, all I got was this. Next year, you better step it up, because it looks like I didn't get nothing for Valentine's Day, because some people, you know, they do that for show. So I want to know some of the things that y'all got for Valentine's Day. I'm going to tell you one little traditional thing that my husband does for Valentine's Day for our daughters every year. And so every year for Valentine's Day, we have a caller. Let's see who's calling.
Hi,
you're on with Talks with T.
Hi, T. It's Mel from Houston.
Oh, hi, Mel from Houston. How are you doing?
I am well, thank you.
So, what'd you get for Valentine's Day? Did you do anything special last night?
Not really. I was kind of here. I didn't do anything special. I just enjoyed time here by myself. I don't really have, you know, a significant other at this point in my life, but it was still cool being content with being here and being by myself.
That's good. That's good.
I was okay with that. I was like, I think I'll take myself to dinner.
Wow.
You know,
so you took
and
yourself
I just enjoyed
out.
I did.
Okay.
I did. I'm a great date. I always have. Because I never know who I'm going to meet. You know, I never know who I'm going to meet. My favorite restaurant, my favorite dish. It was beautiful outside. The weather was perfect. And it was just, I don't know, it was just peace and quiet, and I was okay with that. I was okay with that. It was a great day.
That's wonderful. I'm glad you had a good day. I mean, it sounds like you were going to enjoy yourself regardless of the circumstances for that particular day.
So, absolutely.
Yes, exactly. So I am so excited about that. So I'm glad you enjoyed yourself, and thank you so much for calling in. How was this year compared to last year? Last year, did you do anything special last year? Did you have someone?
Last year I did, and it was, you know, with dinner. We did, we went out and did the paddle boats, and we had the chocolate-covered strawberries and all of that. You know, the difference between this year and last year is that last year I was in a relationship, and it was a very, you know, very romantic, quiet evening at the park.
Okay.
And so, yeah, so that was last year. This year it was still quiet. It was still lovely. It was just, you know, you got to learn how to be content when
you
it's
know,
just
you're
you.
Right. You have to love yourself first.
Right. Otherwise,
love yourself,
you find yourself
first.
Compromising, or you will go and pick up a counterfeit just to feel, you know, I don't know. It was a little difficult going on Facebook and seeing everybody, and everybody's got boyfriends or dates and this, and that. And I was like, let's back out of that. Let's just come on out of that, because that's not where you are right now. And let's just not get caught up in it, because it would have been easy for me to just go snatch up somebody and just fall into the whole, you know, whatever it was. But I
You're
was
right.
like, I don't really need to conform to what everybody else thinks this should be. I'm here, and I have no drama, and I'm okay with that. I'm
That's
still
right.
going to have a good time.
That's right.
So
I did notice that. There was a lot. I was thinking, before Facebook, did everybody make it so known what they got for these holidays? Because Facebook, takes everything to another level. Because before that,
How do you explain that?
Before Facebook, I didn't know all the stuff that people got. I guess because you get to see so many people, and so that takes it to okay, this person got this and this person got that. And so it's like, wow, I didn't know people went all out like that for holidays, period. Did you see Christmas? There was a lady on Facebook who had thousands of presents. It looked like under this huge tree. And it was like, oh my gosh, do you really always get your kids all those presents for Christmas? Or is this just something that you're doing to show Facebook?
I agree. Ah.
Yeah. It gets to
be. I really
did
think the same thing.
Yeah. It gets to be a little bit too much.
Right.
But
I thought the same thing. I wasn't used to seeing that kind of flash either. I was like, what is all of a sudden? So anyway, that's what I meant when I said, you know, I'm not going to sit here and entertain this, because I don't want to feel like I'm buying into this, whatever this is, you know.
Yeah.
It's almost like, I don't know, this platform to. And listen, another thing is, everything ain't always what it's cracked up to be.
You
know,
are
Facebook
so
is
right.
really a good place to make it look like whatever you want it to be, but may not necessarily be what's going on behind closed doors. So I just decided, let me just not entertain it, because this right now seems more like something else. You know,
yeah.
I don't know how you describe it, but this seems a little bit more or over the top than what I'm accustomed to seeing. So what is everybody trying to prove? You know what I mean? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Because people that normally would never post was all out. I don't know. Just paying attention to that. I don't know how you.
It gets to be a little bit too much. Too much.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I really appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Thanks for talking.
All right. You have a good night. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
So, again, thanks, Mel, so much for calling in to talk about this, because this is the true thing. I'm going to play this song for Mel. This is Justin Bieber, and he's talking about loving yourself, and that's just what she was doing, loving herself and enjoying herself for Valentine's Day. What are some things that other people were doing? I want to hear from you. The call-in number is going to be 646-787-8263. I want to hear from you. I want to know, what are some things you got for Valentine's Day? What'd you do last night? Did you go anywhere? Are you still enjoying your Valentine's Day? What's going on? You still hit my phone up. And baby, I'll be moving on. And I think you should be something I don't want to hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never liked to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, times that you made me feel small. I fell in love, now I feel nothing at all. I never felt so low when I was vulnerable. Was I a fool to let you break down my walls? Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. Yeah. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. All right. That was Justin Bieber. That was awesome. And you know what? You should love yourself first. Oh, I have another caller. Caller, sure. Hi. You're on with Talks with T. How are you?
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hey, this is Mike and Sherry.
Mm-mm. Hi. How are you, Mike and Sherry? Are you guys together? Mm-mm. What'd you guys do for Valentine's Day?
Not a damn thing.
I was with my wife for Valentine's Day. I don't know what the hell Sherry was doing. Sherry,
what did you do for? You didn't do nothing for Valentine's Day, Sherry.
I went to the movies with my boyfriend. We went to see Deadpool, and then we cooked dinner together.
Wow, that sounds romantic.
Did you get roses?
Yes. Yes, yes.
Okay,
what color were those roses?
Chocolate?
Were they red?
Oh, that's important, yeah.
Yes, blood red.
Wow, that means love. That means
it's
love.
Unacceptable.
Did you get a dozen or half a dozen?
A dozen.
What? 12 for all 12 months, boo. You got him for 12 months.
12. Nothing less than 12. I need 12.
That's right,
roses,
boo-boo. That's right.
Yeah, so what
well,
is the topic tonight?
That sounds nice.
What's the topic
tonight? Tonight, we're talking about Valentine's Day.
Save for love.
No, we're not. Valentine's Day doesn't suck. It sucks for you because you don't get anything.
Oh. Okay. When I used to have a girlfriend, I would get something.
Ooh. I'm sure you did. Whatever.
He tried it.
He did. Sherry, what are some things that you and your boyfriend do when it's not Valentine's Day? Like, was yesterday, like, an extra special day for you guys, or is it always like that?
Actually, yesterday, like, other than the flowers, like, it's always like that. It's always like that.
Well, it
like,
depends on what the definition of that is.
You know what? You know what? Don't come for me, or else I will send for you. Seriously.
Girl, that is so sweet if
like
he's always like that. That is all so sweet if he's always like that. Some people wait until Valentine's Day to try to do something.
Well,
like the flowers came because he must have had some type of person outside of me that told him it was Valentine's Day. So that's the only reason why the flowers came, because he's not that, like, he's just a, how can I say it? How can I put it?
Tell the truth.
He's just, I hate you. He's a
type.
No, he's a regular Joe. He really, like, is all about work and home and family and, you know, this, that, and the third. And honestly, he was oblivious to Valentine's Day.
Well,
he
how
was.
Can he be if he has
somebody,
a family? Because I, like, to me, I got to get all my daughters. Too.
Guess
I'm
what? Guess what? After he attended to me, I had to make the suggestion. Don't you want to call your daughter and your mother and tell them Happy Valentine's Day?
Oh,
or
I told my mom
you
too,
know,
yeah.
Exactly. I had to, you know, put that into his mind. So I already know it was some work put into my flowers. So, guy, there are different types of men, and, you know, for every woman, what you, you know, have on your hands that you're dealing with, it is what it is. Is, you know, are you willing to work with it?
So, Sherry,
right about now,
Sherry,
I'm working. I've been working.
Are you every woman?
I'm not every woman, but I'm a lot of them.
T, are you every woman?
I'm definitely every woman. I am every woman. I aspire to be every woman. I'm Whitney Houston singing Every Woman. Don't make me bust out singing it right now.
Let me hear it.
Don't
now,
bust.
Let me hear it.
We're not going to sing on this episode.
Hold up.
Whitney Houston. I'm every woman. Let me hear two bars of it.
It's all in me.
That's the only radio show you can
you
call.
Go, girl.
Really on demand.
Law
you go,
mercy,
girl.
Okay. Listen.
You took it there. You took it to Nippy.
For all men,
don't take
though,
it to Nippy. Don't take
guys,
it to Nippy. That rips at my heartstrings. You know I love
Whitney. I do too.
Hold on.
Every karaoke session, I sing "Saving All My Love."
Okay,
sir.
Listen. I want to apologize
Haters.
For all men. Men are dumb. So
Haters.
There's a lot of things they don't get. They don't understand how a simple gesture for Valentine's Day can make a girl's heart melt, make her entire week and month. Guys, a lot of times, don't get that type of stuff. They don't understand how to read and have to try to interpret women's different, you know, feelings and the gestures that they make. You know, when a woman tells you one thing, that she's okay, but she's really not okay. A lot of guys
okay.
don't know how to interpret that.
Okay, so.
No, they don't.
Right,
they
so,
don't. There's some real dumb ones out there.
Yeah.
We're all dumb. We're all dumb.
Super dumb. Super dumb.
So
and
you
I'm not
have
dumb.
To, you, Oop, us
not
as
super
women.
Dumb. Super dumb.
Listen, us as women, we have to be straight up about what we expect and what we want, because you can't expect them to read between the lines and try to guess and figure stuff out. If you want a Pandora bracelet, send him the picture of the Pandora bracelet that you want. If you want a specific ring, send him a picture of that ring. Don't think that he's going to pick out the one that you like. He's going to pick out the one he like, and that one might not necessarily be the one you like. Like my wedding ring, my My first wedding ring, my husband, I told him, you pick out, because I wanted it to be something from the heart. So I thought I wanted it to be something from the heart. So he goes and he picks me out this wedding ring. That ring was so ugly. That ring was ugly. And then I was like, that's what you bought me? And then he was like, yeah. And I was like, I don't like it. And I felt bad about telling him that I didn't like that ring. After a while, I did, and he gave it to me in front of some people, but not an actual proposal. And when he gave it to me, the lady who was sitting by us, she heard what I said, and she told me, she said, did you really just say that to him? Did he just give you a ring and you said that? But I was like, this is
yeah.
because it wasn't the ring that I wanted, but I've learned from that moment, you have to tell them and show them exactly what you want. You cannot assume that they're going to know, because 9 times out of 10, they have no clue.
Okay,
so,
time out. Let me just say this, though. Sherry.
Nope, I needed to hear all of that. I don't want to hear you right now. I want to hear T.
No, hold on. Listen,
everything she just said makes all the sense in the world to me.
It
this
doesn't
entire
make sense because
time,
I'm about to give you an analogy. And
she's still there, right?
What's your analogy?
Hold on.
Come on.
You
let
want
me
the
hear
type
it.
Of guy,
lay it on me.
Okay. Sherry, do you want to go to a place? Let's just say, for the sake of argument, and I don't even agree with this, but let's say you're at a bar, right? You're at a very nice upscale bar, and there's a guy that's sitting next to
bars.
You. Right?
Mm,
he likes
yeah,
you.
All right.
I mean, you kind of like the way he looks and his swag.
Yeah.
But
he's
showing signals, but he doesn't get it. Right? do you want the type of guy that you got to map out? You know, hey, listen, I'm flirting with you, dude. Why don't you flirt back and buy me a drink? Or do you want the guy that gets it and comes over
no,
to you?
No, we're not referring. Excuse me, we're not referring
no,
to
I,
that.
I,
we're referring to gifts. We are referring
okay.
to gifts.
I was referring to the reading of women,
not
just
well,
the
we're not talking about
not
that part of
day,
it. We're...
Every single day.
He trying to go back to day one. No, we
well,
on
okay.
day, like,
you...
38,
well, guess
39,
guess 47.
You, can
get to, you can't get to 39 without one. I'm like Brian McKnight, starting right back at one.
You know what,
Lord.
I can't stand
and the next wedding ring is going to be banging. Now, you didn't tell her that I upgraded your ring. You didn't tell her that.
Well,
you ain't
because
tell nobody
I see,
that was your
I
wife.
I didn't see the significance of letting her know that part of it. I was really making a point,
girl,
and I made my point.
Girl, I know him, and I know you, and I know if you said you ain't like that mess, he better had done something better.
But listen, hold on now. The thing is that next time I'm going to propose to her on a national stage, all right? The whole
Lord Jesus.
United States, or at least the continental 48 states, is going to see me propose. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't know if it's going to be at a Yankees game or at a Houston Rockets game. But we're going to do something. That, and she's not going to see it coming either. I'm going to do it in a way
invite
she's not going to see it coming.
Invite me, damn it. If
look,
you see me,
you
know
it.
We'll definitely
that,
see
that,
about
that. That Mr. Rourke and the two are going to show up, okay?
We'll definitely see about that. For sure. For sure. Well, I thank
anyway,
you so much.
Awesome.
I thank you, and I think you had a wonderful Valentine's Day. You sound like you got something that you need to work with over there, because he sounds definitely working.
Girl.
Girl. Yes. She's got to work it like a boss got to work a lazy employee. You
Lord
right.
have mercy. Well,
I'm
guess
up
what?
For
next,
the challenge.
Next topic is going to be how we going to work that man you got. That's what
well,
be next
I don't have
topic.
A comment on that because I don't have a man.
I'll be on the phone. I will be back on the phone.
Well, I'm glad. I thank you so much for calling tonight. I have another caller. Y'all have a good night.
All right, bye.
Good night and God bless in the world.
That is what you're talking about right now. Call in, 646-787-8263. Hi, you're on with Talks with T. What did you get for Valentine's Day yesterday? You're on live with Talks with T. Tell me about what you got for Valentine's Day yesterday.
Well, I had got, what did I get? I mean, I basically only, well, no, I got some flowers and I went out to a restaurant, too.
Oh, so you got flowers and dinner or lunch?
Breakfast and lunch.
You got breakfast and lunch?
Yes.
So he pretty much treated you all day. That is wonderful. So he treated you real good. Did you like the flowers? Are sunflowers your favorite? Because that's not a usual Valentine's Day flower.
It's not, because they are my favorite.
So he knows your favorite flower, and he took you out for breakfast and lunch because he knows you like to eat.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you got a real good guy on your hands. That is wonderful. Was he expecting a present from you?
No.
He wasn't. So Valentine's Day, you think Valentine's Day is only for girls and not for the boy?
Honestly, I mean, what you gonna get a boy? A stuffed animal? Flowers? I can't afford a watch now.
Well, that's kind of true. So, I mean, but, you know, you could have gotten him a card. You're a struggling college student.
I got a card, and then we had this event at my school called Build a Bay, where you get any stuffed animal that they had, and you stuff it, and you put a heart like Build a Bear.
Oh, and it's called Build a Bay?
I got a panda. Yep, I got a panda, and I gave him the panda.
Ooh, that sounds sweet. What, did you name it?
I did not.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all is a mess. That is wonderful. Well, it sounds like you got a good guy on your hands. I mean, how long y'all been dating?
It's finna be a year and 6 months.
It's finna be 6 months?
A year and 6 months.
Oh, a year and 6 months. Oh, okay.
6 months.
So a year and 6 months. Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like a minute for a college student.
Been a minute.
It sounds like a minute. Okay. So that sounds real good.
Yeah, but
so y'all both in college. Well, if y'all both in college, where he get money from? Caller?
Yes.
Caller, if y'all both
Hello?
In college, where did he get money from if y'all both in college?
His refund?
Why you putting that man business on the street? I told you, you live. How you going to say that man got a refund?
Where he get the money from? Hello?
Wow, you could have said he saved it, boo-boo. Why is you telling everybody?
Mom,
you wrong.
Mom, hold up. Now, you know everybody get refunds. Come on now.
Listen. I don't know nothing about y'all refunds, boo-boo. You is a mess. You is a mess, and I can't believe you put that man business straight.
But anyway, I got this friend that get on my nerves.
Oh, that's going to be tomorrow's episode, boo-boo.
I'm
running out of time.
Tomorrow.
But listen, you will call until I say don't call anymore. Do you understand me?
Dang.
Listen.
But yeah, don't
All
be
right,
calling
well,
more have texting her and stuff.
Don't put people's name in, we live on the air. Don't put people's name on the screen. You don't get it. I'm hanging up with you. We got 10 seconds. Caller, do you have anything else to say?
No, bye.
Thank you. You have a good night. All right, join us tomorrow night for more Talks with T. Thank you.